apparently coaxing a little more speed from the horse. She tightened her hold on the reins, leaned lower in her side saddle, and urged her horse faster, feeling alive as the wind blew through her blonde hair that had scandalously fallen from her chignon. The pounding of Maximus's hooves beneath her was rhythmic, and she knew she would never tire of that sound. As she approached the iron fence surrounding the back of their property, she drew up her mount, then wheeled the white gelding around to face her brother. "I win again," she announced proudly. Everett reined in his horse.
"That you did."
"They should call you the Marquess of Lost Races," Isabella quipped. Chuckling, he replied, "You are truly awful at giving nicknames." "Perhaps, but that makes it no less true."
"I must acknowledge your exceptional riding skills," Everett said, adjusting the reins in his hand. "You have managed to beat me in every race I've challenged you to."
"I would have beaten you even more soundly if you had let me ride astride," she remarked confidently, as she tucked her hair behind her ears. Everett eyed her with disapproval.
"You are in London now," he chided,
his voice taking on a stern edge.
"You can't ride astride. It is simply not done."
"I think it is rather ludicrous," she admitted. "After all, I will stay on our lands and..." He cut her off.
"No, absolutely not. And frankly, I tire of repeatedly having the same conversation,"
he stated in an irritated tone.
"Nothing you say will change my mind."
Isabella opened her mouth and closed it, forcing herself to bite back the angry retort she wanted to make. She knew there was no point in arguing. Her brother could be just as stubborn as she was. She leaned forward and rubbed Maximus's neck.
"Understood," she muttered. "I am not a heartless monster," Everett sighed. "After the season concludes and we return to our country estate, then you will be free to ride astride again."
"I suppose I can manage to wait that long?"
"That is assuming you haven't found yourself married by the end of the season," Everett added with a grin.
Isabella stiffened. "I can assure you that won't happen."
"Your aversion to marriage is starting to become rather troublesome," Everett commented.
"I'm only 18 years old," she contended.
"True, but you aren't even entertaining the thought of allowing someone to court you," he observed knowingly.
Her horse pawed at the ground, as if sensing her growing irritation.
"Why should I?"
she countered. "I have no desire to be trapped in a loveless marriage."
"You won't feel trapped if you marry the right person," he said gently. "I certainly don't feel that way with Madeline."
Isabella shifted her gaze away from her brother's, her eyes scanning the green fields.
"You were lucky," she remarked. "Madeline fell from a tree into your coach, and it was practically love at first sight." "Both of those things are true, but it doesn't diminish what I am trying to tell you."
"Which is?"
"You need to become more serious about choosing a suitor."
Isabella met his gaze with determination. "No," she asserted. "I have no intention of marrying this season, or the next. Maybe I won't marry at all. I'd be perfectly happy to spend the rest of my days living contently as a spinster, in a small estate." Everett gave her an exasperated look.
"Do be serious, Isabella."
"I am being serious."
"You would willingly forego marriage to become a spinster?" he asked in disbelief.
With a shrug of one shoulder, she replied, "The thought of being alone doesn't frighten me."
"It should."
She paused, unsure of how to make him understand.
"If I do decide to marry, it will only be for love." "As well you should."
Tightening the reins in her gloved hand, Isabella said, "But love is not possible for everyone. I fully acknowledge that I have a peculiar personality, a trait that many gentlemen of the ton are not willing to overlook."
"Not only are you the daughter of a marquis, but you have an impressive dowry."
She spoke over him. "I want a man that will love me above all else, and not because of my lineage or my dowry." Everett's voice softened as he spoke encouragingly.
"You deserve that, but you have to give your suitors a chance. You may find some of them are tolerable."
"Most of the men that have come to call on me are boring and pompous."
"Just promise me that you will try."
Isabella glanced up at the cliff.